This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Why are we here so early?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, I thought we were going to take this week off, too.
I thought. Why not?
Well, here we are. We're in the studio. And you know, I usually sleep here.
It seems like this four-day weekend.
Thanks for waking me there.
It went way too fast. It was a four-day weekend.
I know. It was ridiculous. I barely was able to relax at all, and I'm not relaxed now. Look out.
Yeah, look out. He's right.
You know, we haven't looked into this yet. I just saw it on the CNN screen up here, but for some reason, Trump had 4 years, and he commuted the sentences of a whole bunch of people.
Sure. Paul Manafort.
A whole bunch of people.
A whole bunch of his cronies.
So he's now complaining that Biden commuted Hunter Biden's sentence.
Yeah, he pardoned Hunter.
Him. And now, I don't get it. I'm just like, what? You can't talk. You can't say anything now. He's going to...
Right.
He's going to pardon everybody. All of the January 6th offenders, the insurrectionists. And he's complaining now that Biden pardoned his son. His son.
Right.
Come on. I am just... Do you have any clues as to what is happening here, Jim?
It's a weird time we're living in, John. Did you read his statement that he put out about like his reasoning behind it?
No, Trump?
Biden, about pardoning his son.
You know what? I don't even care what his reasoning is. It's his damn son. What is the reasoning?
Because they're singling him out. Like his cases are like in similar cases.
Yeah.
It wouldn't result in anything like what he's facing. And
absolutely.
He had a plea deal.
Yeah, he had a deal.
Through.
They had a deal.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They just kept coming after him, though.
They went over the top in prosecuting Hunter for just having a gun or just lying on his application.
Right.
I mean, and no one gets sentenced for that except Hunter Biden.
Except Hunter Biden. Yeah.
So Joe pardons him.
Yeah.
And Trump has the balls to come out and say, no, that's wrong. We're going to fix this problem.
Yeah,
what are
great.
You talking about?
Yeah.
You know, he just pardoned Jared's dad.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. He did.
So he could become an ambassador to France.
Well, you know, that's
the
way.
What the hell? This is like bizarro world on top of bizarro world, and this
we're just getting
the start.
Started.
We haven't even started
right.
the administration yet. My God, I don't even know where I'm bumping into walls at this point already.
Well, wait till Kash Patel gets you know in charge.
Yeah.
He'll straighten everything out. That'll be it. You know, he'll just come in and he'll clear the decks. Well, good morning. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Yes. Well, I'm sorry.
You're off and running.
But, you know, I just looked up
zero
and I'm seeing criticism from Trump, and I'm thinking, you can't say anything. You lost that argument a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm done. Right.
Okay.
I'm done now.
It's 10 minutes past.
I'm really depressed.
Okay. Just relax. You know, got a long way to go here.
I need a vacation.
You do. We all do. We all do. Yeah. It's we got a few flurries out there.
This is really strange.
A little dusting. Yeah. Yeah, we had some over the weekend too. But
had to scrape the window as well.
Did you really this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Right now it's 15 degrees. It's pretty cold.
Yeah.
And let's see what the afternoon high will be. Okay.
Oh, okay. Let's find out.
Weather roulette wheel.
That's
and
fine.
We'll do that, and then we have a special feature, brand new feature.
Yes, we're adding something to that
to the weather report. So first, the weather roulette wheel for the afternoon high temperature in Madison, Wisconsin, capital city of Wisconsin. 27 degrees.
Red 27.
Now, would you like to know the feels like temperature? Because we finally got the bar dice.
The bar dice will do the feels like temperature.
15
like
is
that.
The current temperature. Yeah. Let's do the feels like temperature. Okay, here we go with the bar dice. Boy, shake it up. Feels like 9 degrees. Nine. Bundle up.
Number nine.
It's really cold.
Number nine.
At least it's not that windy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So
happy Monday.
Oh, yes. Happy Monday.
How was
to
your
you.
Thanksgiving?
Oh, I had a wonderful time.
Okay.
I did. You know.
Did you have a family and friends come over?
No. We went to my wife's mom's home. And, and you know. Here's the thing. They made pumpkin bars, okay? And that's great. You know, this pumpkin huge bars. Pan of pumpkin bars, you know, just, you know, flat cake-like thing with frosting on top, right?
Mm.
And that was real nice. Oh, you're going to love this stuff. Special batch. We made a huge, huge tray of pumpkin bars for everybody.
Great.
So.
Yeah? Then what happened?
So, my mother-in-law goes into the laundry room. You know, she's got the tray, and she puts it on top of the, the washing machine.
I think I know where this is.
But the
going.
Washing machine has a slight slant on the top.
Oh no!
So the tray goes sliding off, lands upside down on the frosting on the floor.
Oh, was the washing machine going at the time?
No.
It was just
slightly sloped, and the things slipped off.
I thought you were going to say the Kraken got into it, but this is almost worse.
No, this is it gets worse.
Oh no.
So they scraped it off the floor.
Oh no. Uh-oh.
And they let people eat it.
Okay.
And the reason why they didn't like scrape the frosting off, which was, I thought they would do that first, you know,
right.
But they left the frosting on, my God, because the cleaning person had just been in
and the
floors were clean, right? You have like five dogs around that place. That's where the dogs are fed and watered.
Clean enough to
eat off the floor, I guess. So. Yeah, that didn't set well. I told my sons, you know, just watch out for the frosting.
How you say that you guys were allowed to eat it afterward. Not that you had to, but you were allowed to.
Allowed to eat it.
Oh,
not if we knew about it, you know. It, my mother's always going, don't say anything to anybody. And I'm sitting here thinking, wouldn't I?
Don't say anything. God.
It's clean. The floor's clean. Yesterday they cleaned it. Don't worry about it. But what about the hair after that?
Yeah,
no, that's all right. They won't notice. I'll eat it.
Oh, boy.
All right. So anyway, my nightmare.
Sam, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was good.
Why are you wearing that sweater?
What is this boys cry
I'm surprised
thing?
John didn't comment on it.
I almost did. It's pink.
It's it's a pink large sweatshirt that says make boys cry on it. I was out on Saturday. Sophia and her family, we went like the tail end of Black Friday shopping, and this is the only thing that jumped out at me.
Oh.
And it was on sale, so. I thought it was all funny. Right. You guys think it's funny?
Yeah.
It's great. Sure.
And what kind of message are you trying to send?
Yeah,
to,
exactly.
What's the message, right? What were you thinking?
Make boys cry.
Yeah. Well, make boys cry, but also, Sophia said that there's a deeper meaning, that I should be sending the message that it's okay for boys to cry, which it is.
That it is.
All right. We'll go with that.
That's you cool. guys cry here on the show just about every day.
Well, it's we just did.
It's so painful, isn't it? So painful, but so joyous at times.
And, well, yeah, that's, yeah, people enjoy that, right?
Of course they do.
Keep telling ourselves that.
This weekend just wasn't long enough.
As you can tell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went up to my sister's on Thanksgiving Day, had a nice meal with everybody there. No fist fights broke out.
Wow.
There were no
political arguments. That's different.
The one person I thought would have a political argument.
Your sister would have an argument with you.
No, not my sister, but my my niece's husband. But he had we had a nice discussion, not about politics.
Though. Oh.
We just avoided it completely. Everybody was very cool. It was nice.
So your niece's husband.
Yes.
You didn't say anything to him about supporting a guy who wants to be a dictator or anything like that, wants to deport a whole bunch of innocent people, separate families and stuff like that. It's okay.
It's Thanksgiving. You'll
kind of tolerate him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
It's all good. So that was good.
Yeah,
and then yesterday, for the weekend, my daughter brought her kids down. So the grandkids were there for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Three days. Everything was going great. Everything was just fine until Sunday rolled around.
Really,
Sunday after, a couple of meltdowns. You know, they're special needs. So they get, you got to roll with it.
That's pretty good, isn't it? Most of the time.
They had, and it was so cold. Oh, let me tell you the highlight. Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. We went to Chuck E. Cheese on Saturday.
They still have those around.
They do. And it's in the same location on Grand Canyon Drive over there near Delaney's. And they had a good time.
Wow.
They've completely changed Chuck E. Cheese. They don't have the animatronic robots anymore.
Wow.
Those are gone. They just have a great big TV screen on one end of the place.
Do they have a big statue of Chuck E. Cheese in there?
No, but they had the actual Chuck E. Cheese came out and danced around with the kids in a costume.
Well, that sounds awful.
I'm assuming it was a costume.
Yeah.
It was
the real Chuck E.
Other than that,
Cheese.
Or he's a great big rat wearing a uniform. That was good. But then by Sunday, you know, we could tell they get a little antsy, you know, and then the meltdowns began.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon. It was time to go.
Yeah.
It was bad.
They've had they've done everything they could.
It happens. You know, it happens.
No, that's fine. It seems like that, you know, that's the least of your problems.
It was okay. It was all right. Hey, we haven't even gotten to the National Day calendar yet. Maybe we should skip it today, huh?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Is it or is it not National Mutt Day? Is it National Fritters Day? Is it National Hockey Day? Or is it Cyber Monday? You're looking at the list here.
It's Cyber Monday.
It is Cyber Monday. We'll come back and touch on a couple of those, but we'll get into the history books next.
All right.
Two. Also. And 92.7
as well.
WMDX as well.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX. You know, we're trying to be fair. We're trying to include a lot of people in our conversations here at Civic Media, all across the state.
Yes.
And for some reason, there is one group of people that don't want to be a part of the conversation. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to work through this. They just say that they're right, we're wrong, we're terrorists, we're Marxists. We should be shipped out along with everybody else that's getting deported.
But they're okay with dictatorship, right?
But dictatorships are fine, you know. I mean, you know, we need somebody to tell us what to think and do.
That's it.
I just don't get it. You know, we're trying
to
be fair
here. Get used to it. Four more years to this.
I've been doing this for so long, since the 90s, and nothing has changed. I thought, you know, at least putting my blog out with actual stories, links to true things, facts, research, I thought all of that would help change the minds of everybody in the state. Demo curmudgeon did nothing. It stalled.
Oh, well.
All right.
All right, Should we get to the national day calendar?
Let's go to the national
history
day calendar.
Lighten the load a little bit here, just for, you know, as we ease back into the work week here.
We had some fun.
Well, actually, I already did it. So
on Wednesday afternoon, we filled in for Dom.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Heard from a lot of people.
Yeah.
It was a good session. It's National Fritters Day. You want to hear about that?
I love fritters.
When was the last time you had some fritters?
Well, I don't know. Maybe a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks.
Well, okay. Fritters come in various forms, it says here. I don't think I've ever had a fritter. All the varieties of deep fried, and they're served up with dips or drips or dustings of seasonings, sweets, and sauces. It's made out of corn, right? Or dough? Corn and dough?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, too. It comes from ancient Rome. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, never mind. Let's move on. National Mutt Day. I want to get a mutt. Looking for a mutt dog.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, you're putting that off.
In fact, tomorrow we're going to have the folks in from the Dane County Humane Society. We're going to talk a little bit about adoption.
Yeah.
And those kind of things. So National Mutt Day encourages us to embrace and save and celebrate mixed breed dogs. Happens twice a year on July 31st and December 2nd. They get two national days. Desperately longing for a new home, millions of loving and healthy mixed breeds in shelters wait for someone to come and adopt them. See, I always get a mutt. You always get purebreds, right?
Yep. Well, we always get a border collie.
Ah.
Yeah.
How's the Kraken doing? He make the it okay Kraken. through the
Kraken is Thanksgiving. Okay. But she's fun and she's lovable and playful. Pain in the ass.
It's also Cyber Monday. You going to buy a lot of stuff online today?
Well, I thought it was, you know, Cyber Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday. I'll go with that.
Sam, how about you? You going to do Cyber Monday? You going to buy anything online for Christmas?
I'm still waiting for people to send me what they want for Christmas. I don't know what to buy them yet.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get to the history book and move on.
All right,
here.
Let's move on.
You got to...
Time to crack open
it's
the book.
Extra dusty because it's been sitting here for 4 days. Sam's choking to death.
I swear he's going to get cancer.
You don't need the Heimlich or what?
Good.
Wow,
God.
That was extra dusty today.
Well, that was some asbestos dust from the ceiling that we...
Nothing to worry about.
They turned off the ventilation system over the weekend.
Don't
right
worry
now
about
okay
it.
Yeah.
All right, what do we got? Let's move along.
Let's see. Yep. Got a repeat of history just about, at least coming up in the future of the United States, according to you, John. Today, in 1804, Napoleon was crowned emperor.
Oh, okay. We're getting close to that, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Today, in 1823, President Monroe, he sent out the Monroe Doctrine for the first time. Are you familiar?
You know, I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
It doesn't mean anything to you at all.
It was a bluegrass group in Milwaukee for a while.
Monroe Doctrine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They were really good. They put out a couple of albums.
Yeah.
The Monroe Doctrine was the idea that, like, the United States wanted Europe to stay out of the Western Hemisphere. Mm. And the United States would, like, have a bunch of protectorates in the Northern and Southern Americas.
Well, that worked out then.
a little bit, but not the greatest idea.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wisconsin history. Today in 1954, the Senate censures Joe McCarthy.
About time.
Bonus. Yeah.
Getting late.
Yeah.
What was the last time that that happened to a politician in
got
the House
censured?
Or yeah.
I don't know. Good question.
But, you know, when you think about it, you know, this is just one guy. The Senate did this, right?
Mm-hmm.
One
yeah
guy.
Yep.
But
well, now it's half of
now
Congress.
It's half of Congress. Well, could we do that to half of Congress?
Could we?
I wish.
What else?
Let's see. Today in 1970, the EPA was formed. Mm-hmm. Environmental Protection
Agency. Oh, that's right.
They're gonna get rid of that.
Yeah,
right?
Now Richard Nixon formed that.
Yeah, it's too old. We got to get rid of
didn't
that.
Didn't do anything good.
No,
right?
No, it keeps us from being the leader of oil and gas and pollution.
Ago. Okay.
Couple birthdays today as well. It's Britney Spears' birthday.
Oh,
she was
born
in 1981.
Yeah. She had a tough time, yeah.
Yeah. And Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Wow. Oh, he's done wonders for the Jets, hasn't he?
not going so well this year.
That wasn't a great gift the Packers gave the Jets at all. You know, Aaron Rodgers is such a goofball. He really is. I read the story about where he's refusing to be examined by the team's medical.
Yeah, because he just wants to keep playing, even
really?
If he's injured,
yeah.
Right?
He's injured. He
Seriously.
Won't let them look at his injuries. Well, seriously, I'm not kidding.
You're kidding. Wow.
No. How can he do
how
that?
Is that?
I don't
possible?
Know. Yeah.
He's just like digging himself into a deeper hole.
Well, he's in that hole. He is deep in that hole, and this is just getting worse.
He's 41 years old today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he's not going to be there after this year.
I don't think so either.
Well, they've got new management,
this
I think.
This is going to be it, yeah.
And the management is not going to stick with this guy.
Mm.
What a loser. What an absolute loser.
It's not a great way to end their career. Too bad.
On my bad side? No, it's not a good way.
It's 6:28. Boy, let's see. Time's moving along. We'll be back with Idiocracy around the corner.
Yeah,
John
and Gordy
in the morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, we got stuff this week.
Got a lot of stuff.
This week is already filled. we'll try to make some room.
Okay.
But, you know, Kash Patel heading up the FBI is going to be a fun experience because this guy, not only maybe a few years ago, had been selling his line of boots.
He's into merch, huh?
Yeah, he's into the merch thing. He's selling T-shirts and all this other stuff. Oh, God. What is... What's happened? You know, the Trump administration is going to be like a store, you know, a department store. And each department's
like
going to have their own T-shirts.
It'll be like a flea market.
And boots.
Out of the White House lawn.
That's right. Oh, my God.
Kash Patel.
Yeah.
He's got a fun look to him. He's got these wild, crazy eyes.
That's the picture you
every
see
picture,
everywhere, right?
He looks stunned.
Looks like we've got that every dangerous picture. Terrorist in the Middle East.
Ah, well.
You know, he's something else. And obviously, he's not going to turn the FBI building into a museum on his first day, but that's what he said.
He could try. If he gets, he's been nominated. If they pass the Senate, how's that going to go? The Senate, they're not real happy. A lot of the Republican senators, nominees.
Yeah.
So they may slow it down, but Trump can get around that, right? He can temporarily make them.
That's right.
Secretary of whatever cabinet post
yep.
until they go ahead and confirmed.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, he's done this before.
Yeah, I know.
Recess appointments.
Yeah.
But
recess. Recess. I remember when recess was a good thing. Yeah. Taking a turn for the worse.
It has. It has. But, okay. You know, a little bit later on, a little after 7 o'clock, and it's a feature that we played on the afternoon show on Wednesday when we filled in for Dom. Mm-hmm. But I found more cuts. And the point is, it is becoming very, very clear what the MAGAs in this administration are trying to get across to us. And that is that even though they ran on cutting everything in half, the price of food, the price of gas, the price of homes, everything, everything's going to be cut in half. The price of everything cut in half. Now they're talking about making things more expensive. And we're going to get to that a little after 7 o'clock.
Oh,
okay. And what changed?
Yeah.
You know, Mr. Maniacal wants to tariff everybody. Mm. So, but he never understood the tariff thing because a comment came up by, I guess, Trudeau in Canada said, he said, you know, I talked to Trump and we talked about the tariffs. And it seems like he doesn't understand tariffs.
Really? That's what Trudeau
said? What he said. Mm. You know, and I've been saying that on the show thinking, well, you know, somebody must have explained it to him. I know they're afraid to correct him, but somebody must have explained it to him. And he still doesn't get it. He doesn't understand it. And I am just, you know, waiting for this to happen. When prices go up, and they're getting everybody ready for this. They're priming everybody to do this. And we've got that coming up a little after 7 o'clock. But I just want to mention that, you know, it's these tariffs that are driving people crazy. And I know it's a negotiating item, right?
Sure.
You threaten everybody with the tariffs and they come begging to you on
they
knee.
Back off.
Yeah, saying, hey, you know, if we could just do this and this and this, we'll give you this and this and this, and it'll be a negotiation. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be
a lot of negotiating going on.
Be so much corruption and so many payoffs behind the scenes in this administration. It'll just be shocking, you know. But
well, apparently the Mexican president Claudia Sheinbaum and Trump talked over the talked over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah. On Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
And then she had some nice things to say about the conversation. And it seems like it's going to be okay.
No, she didn't say real nice things about it because it was a little after that Trump said, yes, she is going to stop all traffic to the border.
Mm.
And she said and corrected him later on saying, I didn't say that.
Right.
We never had that conversation. It's just one thing after the next. You know, her comment just recently, though, you know, the 70% of the illegal weapons seized from criminals in Mexico come from our country. Hmm. So they've got a problem with the U.S.
Right. Yeah.
And she said, we do not produce these weapons, nor do we consume synthetic drugs. Tragically, it is our country that lives are lost and the violence resulting from the gun trade and the gun and the drugs is your problem, the one from you. So anyway, she's not in agreement with Trump's immigration policy and what he plans to do with tariffs.
Well, we'll just wait and see how that all works out. And see. That's the new code words.
Yep, that's it. From my family, our Christmas celebration, it was just wait and see what Trump does. Don't blame him.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway.
He's not even president yet. You know, yeah. He's just throwing some things out there.
We just got to wait and see.
Nothing to worry about.
Like Cash Patel, you know, he's warning the media now to watch their step.
Yeah, I know.
Because they pursued Trump. Mm. You know, and they had bad stories about him. He's going to go after the press now. And you know, this is one of those stories you don't have to wait and see on because, you know, this is a threat to the press. This is tamping down any possibility that they might be critical in the future.
Mm.
All right? So
just a warning shot across the bow.
So
right?
We waited, and now we saw. It's discouraging free speech in this country. We know that's
happening. Do they include us in the press? Is that
we're not
John and Gordy?
John and Gordy are not press.
Are we? So we're okay.
We're good.
We're insignificant enough that they won't target us, right?
Well, we'll see. Yeah. Wait and see. Oh, boy.
Well, you know, statewide, we're not on statewide. We're just a local morning show, right?
Right.
And no one ever asked us for punditry.
No.
So we're not newsmen. Mm-hmm. Although I was called a news person once on CNN when I made an appearance on CNN with Vicki McKenna.
Yeah. That was about 10 years ago or
so? No, I can't remember how long ago it was.
I think it was like 20 years ago. We played the clip once. I think it was from 2004.
Wow. Yeah, 2004.
That's a long time ago.
It was that Crossfire thing that they loved so much.
Yeah, they used to do that a lot.
Until Jon Stewart came in and said, "You guys are jerks." Hey, speaking of Jon Stewart, let's go to The Daily Show.
Okay.
Jordan Klepper hosts every once in a while, and he does a fantastic job. But he likes to go out in the street, and he likes to talk to the megas, and you know what we call that?
What's that?
Megas say the darndest things.
Yes, they do.
So let's play. Okay. Cut 176.
All right.
January 6th is probably my favorite one.
You were there?
Oh, yeah.
That's your number one. What made it your favorite one? What stood out from January 6th?
Well, aside from all the violence that was planned by the FBI and such.
Do you think, were they Proud Boys and Oath Keepers?
No, they were Antifa, Black Lives Matter, ISIS, and MS-13.
Some of January 6th is perpetrated by ISIS? I mean, this is new.
MS-13, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, ISIS.
And
yes.
Can you say MAGA?
Hey, anyone could put a MAGA hat on.
I mean, come on, guys. I hope you don't see any Antifa, because there's a lot of Trump hats, and I guess that means Antifa's here. So, good luck.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
So that was their most valuable protest. They just loved that one. Mm. And, blaming the wrong people certainly does help their cause a great deal. Now, you know that it wasn't Antifa or Black Lives Matter.
No.
Or the FBI.
Didn't the guy say that he was there?
Yes,
doesn't
he was
there.
Doesn't
that mean he's a part of those groups?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. There you go. He tripped over that one himself.
What's it going to be like on Inauguration Day when that rolls around? Big celebration? Everybody going to show up?
Yeah.
Who's not going to show up?
Well,
Biden is going to be there. He's announced he'll
be there. He's a nice guy. You know, he'll show up anyway, right? He has a meeting
with
him.
Maybe bring Hunter with him, you know?
Maybe it'll be like, I think it was the inauguration of Andrew Jackson. It was just like a complete crazy party at the White House. They had
really?
Like, tons of casks of wine, and I think they brought in like a 400-pound wheel of cheese.
Oh,
see, that's what they should do again.
Cheese.
Yeah,
just do it at the White House.
Things go better with cheese.
Yes, they do. Wow.
Man.
That'll be fun times.
It will be. Now, why don't we talk about tariffs here? Just a few moments. We mentioned it earlier, and, you know, the tariffs are going to raise prices, and the administration currently, and they're not even in power yet, but they're saying, hey, you know, these prices, those increases are okay.
Just be temporary, right?
Just temporary. Maybe a few years, decades, whatever. Mm. So anyway, they don't work. Believe it or not, tariffs do not work. According to the constitutional law professor, he had this lesson for us. He said, in 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the, anyone here?
What?
The Great Depression.
Oh, yeah, that.
They passed the tariff bill, the Hawley Smoot Tariff Act. And what was that all about? Well, they raised tariffs in an effort to collect more revenue for the federal government. Did it work?
How did that work out?
It didn't work out.
Oh, no.
Nope. And the United States sank deeper into the Great Depression. So there you go. It does not work.
Well, that was a long time ago. It'll work this time, right?
You know, maybe if we gave it a chance.
Just wait and see.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
That's all we have to do.
Wait and see. Yeah.
Gonna be great. By the way, this portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Dream better, sleep bigger. Dream bigger and sleep better. Do one of those things, or just sleep till you wake up on a Verlo mattress, a handcrafted mattress available on Madison's East or West Side or online at Verlo.com. By the way, it is 6:46, and it's cold out there this morning. It is 15 degrees. Feels like 9 degrees. Bundle up. A little bit of light dusting overnight. High today, close to 30.
No one's really talking about the fact that that the election is not being called into question. You know, they're just no one cares. Trump won by the slimmest of margins in each of the swing states.
Mm-hmm.
He just barely made it in. But yet no one is calling into question the integrity of our last election. Just like that. Just like it was a disaster going into election day.
Mm-hmm.
There was corruption everywhere. Machines were, you know, taking Biden and switching it, you know, around and all this. Now everything's fine.
Yeah, it was fair. Just gone. Yeah,
everything is fair.
No problem.
So you think maybe they just made it up in 2020? I think so.
Possibly.
I think so. This is just ridiculous. And, you know, we have to play along with this. This is like, you know, playing with juvenile kids. And what are we doing here? We're entertaining their idiocy, idiocracy.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Well, Trump finally did sign the thing, agreeing to you know, have the transition and everything, have the ethics panels look at everything.
Yes.
I mean, he finally signed off on that.
Yeah,
a little late on that, but you know, he got
making
it
everybody. Well, just
he doesn't
you know.
Like the paperwork, you know, involved. Just put it off.
I don't think he's going to follow any of that stuff. He signed it just because.
Is he going to take the oath of office? He did one last time, right? Pledged to,
and he took a lot of money, didn't he?
Preserve the Constitution.
The emoluments clause. I guess he can forget that.
Yeah,
toss that
out the window.
Waste basket.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh man.
Well, Elon's also right there with him, right?
No, I think so.
We got an Elon story coming up.
No, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up right around the corner is 6:49. Back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning in just a couple of moments.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Is it? Mm-hmm. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's cold.
It's a brisk one out there today.
Yeah, 15 degrees. Feels like 9 degrees right now. Highs in the upper 20s or close to 30. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app.
Well, Elon Musk spent $200 million to elect Donald Trump, according to one of our texters. Mm-hmm. His net worth has jumped $70 billion since Election Day.
Pretty good.
And that's a 34,900% return on his investment.
That seems
like a lot.
This
is your reminder that billionaires buy elections to make money, not because they care about politics or the working class. Got it.
Well, there you go.
Nice. Thank you. That was very good.
His net worth jumped 70 billion, not million, 70 billion since Election Day.
That's right.
You know, I was talking
to my kid about Elon.
Yeah.
And he said, what? Who?
He didn't know.
And I said,
Elon.
He said, no, it's Elon.
Elon.
He didn't know what I was talking about.
Ah.
Elon. Elon Musk publicized the names of government employees he wants to cut. How do you like that? Isn't that nice? Doxing them.
Really?
Yes. Many public employees now have a new fear, becoming the personal targets of the world's richest man and his legions of followers. He's got a lot of people.
The names,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh yeah, he did. Man. Several current federal employees told CNN they're afraid of their lives will be forever changed, including physically threatened, as Musk makes behind the scenes bureaucrats into personal targets. These tactics are aimed at sowing terror and fear at federal employees, which they've been doing for a long time. Yeah. Right? I mean, Trump is very good at this.
But like, now Elon's doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just
why? He actually reposted just to make sure everybody saw these names, the individuals' names, and at least one of the four women named has deleted their social accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So apparently, you know, four of these people, they're women that he named, no men. He also, by the way, accuses Alexander Vindman of working for Ukrainian oligarchs, labeling him a traitor and suggesting he would face the death penalty.
Isn't this something?
Who is this guy? Elon, come on. You're not in power. No one elected you. You're an unelected bureaucrat. The people you hate so much. So yep. This is where we are now. Billionaires playing judge, jury, and executioner.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got this cut right here. This is Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Love his two names there.
Mm.
Doesn't even bother talking about the doxing of these public employees. Instead, this is what he's thinking about.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, they're going to have to come forth and tell their group to calm down, to not take it this far. Because they're the ones that fed the fire, and they're also the ones that can kill the fire.
No. You know, he's talking
how
about,
can he
you know.
Say that?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right?
It is.
You know, the Democrats are making targets of all the MAGAs.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter Ducey played up the victimhood thing as well. Let's check this out.
Also been in touch with some officials down with the transition team at Mar-a-Lago. They are not willing to go any further at this time than this statement. We made a graphic so you can follow along. Last night and this morning, several of President Trump's cabinet nominees and administration appointees were targeted in violent, un-American threats to their lives and those who live with them. These attacks ranged from bomb threats to swatting. In response, law enforcement and other authorities acted quickly to ensure the safety of those who were targeted. President Trump and the entire transition team are grateful for their swift action. Keep in mind, these are all private citizens right now who are up for big jobs in the future. So we will bring you more names as we have them, as well as the White House response as we have it.
For being threatened, of course. You know, who created this climate of threats?
Gee.
I don't think it was Biden or Kamala.
No.
Now everybody's getting threatened, you know, if they're in power. Get this. Randy Fine, a far-right mega state Republican who's running now in a special election in Florida's 6th Congressional District, posted this. This is what he said. The Hebrew hammer is coming. Rashid Tlaib and Ilhan Omar might consider leaving before I get there. What? Bombs away. Bombs
wow.
away.
He's a Republican congressman.
Yeah. Well, he wants to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
From the Florida's 6th district.
Yep. He's a state representative right now.
Okay.
But anyway, Fine encouraged his constituents to run over people at Palestinian advocacy protests, calling for the annihilation of the Palestinian people, and direct messaging to Floridians to blow themselves up if, of course, they're Palestinian. But liberals are the radical extremists, I understand, from what I hear anyway from the MAGAs.
Yeah. What? It's just
what is going on?
It's awful.
I know. And this is, we've only just begun.
Yeah.
You know, they're feeling their oats. They're really going at it.
Yeah. Violence.
So we'll see. I guess we could just wait and see at this point, though.
Jeez.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I know. It's breathtaking as heck. But, you know, in the next hour, we're going to take a look at the very important things are going to get more expensive, but don't worry about it, okay?
It'll be fine.
Forget about all those promises we made during the election.
Don't worry about it. 6:58, we're coming back with more of John and Gordy in the morning after this.
USA. Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.